I just wanted to share with you this morning who I am in Christ. Amen. Who I am in Christ. Remember that. Who are you in Christ? I am a citizen of the heaven. This wall is not my home. Believe in me, this wall is not my home. And I wanted to share with you a few verses, because some of you probably say, oh, Pastor Tony, maybe when I die, I'm going to the heaven. But I have two verses of the Bible that I want to share with you. Because with preaching without the Bible, I just gone to hunt into the bush without a gun. You hear the story, right? So you need the Bible. You can use your phone, you can use your iPad, but making sure you open your Bible. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. This is the Apostle Paul teaching the church. And they teaching us and teach me. Amen. Because what I said, he said, the four eyes, citizen of the heaven, from which we also actually we wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will be shrinking to me to be waiting for him. And if I give you one more verse to make sure that you're understanding, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, and rise up together and made us city together in the heavenly place, in Jesus' place. Amen. In Jesus' place. Jesus' place is the heaven. Amen. And Jesus' presence was here this morning. Can you agree with me? Jesus was here this morning with us. We're going to look at our good news today. We needed to understand the fact of the citizen. Citizen is for some us or for some people that can be the dilemma. Some people think citizen of the heaven when I die. Some believe when you give the life to Jesus. Amen. And I agree too, because in the moment you give the life to Jesus, your name is right on the book of life. Amen. The booking of the life. There is no end. The presence of God. Some of them, they just think that this is the heaven. But for me and you, if you're believing, is the moment that you give your life to Jesus, it be started the citizen of the heaven. Amen. But there is a dilemma for some people, and there is a problem against us who think this way, who other think the other way. But the good news is that if we believe in Jesus, if we give the life to Jesus, we're living in the presence of God. And the presence of God is the citizenship of the presence of the Lord. There are conditions to become a citizen. There are many conditions, my brothers and sisters. When I become Australian citizen, they ask me to give my passport to them. They said to me, you don't longer you are Italian, but you are Australian. You are entitled to have all the rights that this country has. Even if you don't born in this country. They took my passport, they give me an Australian passport, they write in my name. Amen. But I have a choice to say yes or not. To stay the way I was or to become new citizen. Amen. There was a choice. And I decided to do that. It's a choice for you to have the citizen of the heavenly or to let it go. Amen. Amen. There is a choice. You can make it a choice, and nobody else can make it a choice for you. Remember that you are the one And the Bible is telling me that we live on this world, but not belong to this world. And this world is not my home. My home is in the heavenly place. My citizen on the heavenly place. In John 14:3, Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when I prepare the place, I'll come back and make you walk into my house. Because in my Father's house, there are many mansions. There are a lot of places. And you and I, we have the right to become the citizen of the heavenly or to stay the way we are. This world is a joyable world. It's a miserable world. You can have the joy of your life. You can have the dance of your life. You can have anything you want, but the only temporary, not forever. And I want to have the citizen that will never end for me. This world, they give you all the desire of your want. They shocked me. One of my family members said to me a few weeks ago, because I talking to him, did you know God? You know what he replied to me? He said, for me, God is money and woman. And I replied to him, it will be better for you never to be born. It will be better for you never to be born, that you live on the miserable life. Because for me, I don't take money into my heavenly place. For me, I don't take any woman into the heavenly place. I'm just to go myself in the presence of the Lord. So I shut his mouth immediately. He never talked any further than that. We are into heavenly places today. But Pastor Tony, this world will not look like a heavenly place. You're right. I understand it. When I get up in the morning and looking through my window, they don't look lucky to be a heavenly place. There is a miserable world. But let me tell you something. If you go into God's presence, in your bedroom, or in your cars, or in your working place, or whatever, and you feel the peace of the Lord, it is the heavenly place. Amen. It is a dilemma, because maybe you drive into the car to someone on the highway, somebody come the wrong way. There is a dilemma on that. Amen. But if you have the presence of God with you, like this morning here, amen, we live in the heavenly place. We are the citizen of the Lord. You know, we needed to have the relationship with God. Amen. Of course, the pastor said, we live it on the wall full of sin, full of this and full of that. We live it on the wall. And Jesus said, you live on this wall, but not belong to this wall. I pray to my Father that he protect you for all evil things. You are on the wall full of sin. You are in suggestion that you lose your life. But let me tell you, who lose this life for Jesus, he will find it again. Yeah. And there will be blessing. This world is not my home. It don't really matter how much money I have. It don't really matter how beautiful I'm looking. This world is not my home. My home is the citizen of the heaven. I don't wait when I die to go into the heaven. I'm taking place today. Amen. I'm taking place today. At the moment I give my life to Christ, with all of my heart, I feel a different kind of person. Amen. I change my life. I live in peace even when things go wrong. Because I know my citizen is the heaven. There is a condition for everyone. For example, men and women, they want to become Australian citizen. There is a lot of condition that you're left falling. Amen. And if you follow the condition, and if they prove it to the condition, and you present it before the authority, and they will say, well done, you become Australian citizen. You have the right, everybody else have the right, even the one that born here. And it's the same with heaven. If you give the life to Christ, if you belong to Jesus, if your name is written on the book of life, then nobody can do it. You have the same right that the angel have on the heaven. Actually, it's a bit much better than the angel, because you see the on the right of Jesus' hands. The question has been put before Jesus, the mother of two sons. They said, Lord, I just want to know if my son has seated on your right hand. And Jesus replied and said, in my right hands, they will see the only the one that will come to my father. Amen. Only the one that will come to my father, they will sit on my right hand. On the heavenly place, if he is your residence, if he is your citizen, you have a blessing from the heaven, because over there there is a beautiful residence. But it's a condition. You left to make a decision today. If you never done it before, this morning is your opportunity. There is a duty to follow. You know the story I've been talking about all the way on the military, because I've been on the military for 2 years. I know. But let me tell you a story of myself and the military, and some of my colleagues when we was on the military. When we was on the military for 3 months, we was prepared for the day of the presentation of the day. That was so hard, the preparation, that I've been rejected. And some of my colleagues was rejecting. Because of the presentation day is the day they got to present it perfectly. We was 2,000 soldiers, and the line with 200 soldiers by time, they got the leader from the army and the president of the country. They will sit on the side. They got to see one nose, they got to see 1 foot. You got to march it perfectly. You got to dress it perfectly. And, you know, I failed because I was not perfect in doing. And when I was fired, I was so upset because I was practicing for 3 months. And I remember my commander come to see me, the one who was in charge of me, and said, Tony, you're not a stupid. You're not a bad-looking man. Why you not be able to go to the presentation today? I said to him, I don't really care. My mother and father is not here. I have no girlfriend. I don't really care for people to look in the show. But he told me something very important in my life. He said, the whole military power is dependent on the day that your presentation will be written on the book of the army, that you'll be marching in before the president of the country. That you've been selected as one of the soldiers to serve the country. And I've been thinking. He said, I'm going to spend more time with you. I'm going to prepare you. The next morning, get up, have a shower, and back up to the practical session. And I will done. I was marched on the second line. All the soldiers, because you go by measurement, there were some people higher than me, and then you go. And when my president looked at me, they only see one nose, one shoes, because of the men that prepare me for the presentation of that. It's the Holy Spirit to prepare you to enter into the relationship with Him. Because let me tell you, the presentation of that is going to be on the heaven when Jesus, He'll present you before the Father. If Jesus is not present to you before the Father, you have no residential in the heaven. You have no citizen in the heaven. This world is not my home. I want to get ready. I want to train. I want to prepare my life. I wanted to be perfect. I want to say, my master, my command, my Jesus, say, well done, my faithful son. Come before the presence of my Father. Amen. Amen. There is a condition that you needed to prepare yourself. You needed to train yourself. You needed to live in this world. But you got to know that not belong to this world. Because if you belong to this world, you not belong to the Father. I don't say that. God said that. Jesus said that. If you belong to this world, you not belong to my Father. You needed to prepare yourself. You needed to train your heart. You needed to say to your friend and to your family and to everybody else that you prepare, you train your sheep, that you want to have a new citizen in the heavenly place when no one that can make it for you. Apostle Paul said, if this tent, it will dismiss thee, my body will become a corruptible body. Amen. The body that my Father making, there is no making it by hands of a man, but making it by creation of the Father, who will destroy this world with fire. And blessed are the one who are on the way to the new citizen place. Blessed are the one. There is the kingdom of heaven. Today, I'm training myself for the new kingdom of God. I'm just here in preparation of my life, because I sing to you who I am in Christ, and I will tell the world who I am in Christ. Amen. And my preparation and my job I have here on this world is to make it the citizen of the heaven, to how many people I can, how many people will be prepared to endorse the new citizen place. If you follow Christ, you don't look into this world, you look into God. Because a place where is a lovely place, a place you can share, a place you can have a friendly, a place you can worship God, a place you can have a wonderful time. There will be no more pain, there will be no more sickness, there will be no more worry, there will be no more financial problem. Amen. Because of the house they've been building by my Heavenly Father, according to my structure that I give to thy in preparation. Amen. In 1 John 2:15-16, it said, do not love the world, not the things on the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. For the world offering you a great pressure and satisfaction on your flesh, but not give you what your Father will desire for you. Amen. Your Father desired to give you a blessing that will never end. Amen. The desire of this world, the beauty of this world, the fantasy of this world, the money on this wall, the house on this wall, the cars on this wall, the job on this wall, you cannot take it into the Heavenly Father. Because He will not permit it that you'll take into Him. Let me tell you a story. Man, he said to his wife, when I die, this box, you lefty, put it on my grave. Do you want to hear the story? The wife said, darling, I will promise you, I will give you the box in your grave when you die. In the box, I think there was something like $2-3 million. Money accumulating through his time. So he will not take it with him. He don't want to give it to his wife, not to his children, not to anybody. He grabbed that money. Eh? He grabbed whatever I have, making sure you're going to put it in my grave. So when you die, the wife will bring the box and put it into his grave. Well, the pastor and everybody else who was to do the service, it was disappointed. Why did you put this box? And the wife said, well, that wasn't my promise to my husband. I will give him the box with him. A few days later, the friend said, but are you sure you put all the money into a box? No, she said, yes, I did. I write a check on his name and put it on the box. But the money couldn't go to heaven. In the heaven, you only can bring you, your soul, not even your body. Not really matter how nice you look or how beautiful you dress. Not even your body. You can only bring your soul, your spirit. Because Jesus said, incorruptible body, a body that is not made by anybody, made by God, without any pain. We all look the same into the presence of the Lord. Amen. We all look the same. Amen. Question Jesus. This woman, he married 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 husbands. When she gets to heaven, who is going to be her husband? But Jesus replied to this, in the heaven, there is no husband. Amen. There is no wife. We all look like Jesus. That's the heavenly place. Amen. Is not produced on the heaven. Amen. But the only thing it is, you have incorruptible body. It's the holy body. The body that you look perfect. You know, left it gone to the gymnastic a day and you do the exercise and you kind of try, you lose a kilo. You don't have to do that because we all look imperfect before the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't worry about my wife. I buy all of this machine, shaking things under the house. I look at them. I said, I don't worry about you. I'm going to look the same when I go before the heaven. Amen. Last night, I was spending some time in quiet with the Lord, and I saw the machine that Antonella have, and the walking and the shaking. I said, well, I'm looking not too bad. Eh? Amen. So I can fit it in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Is anybody listening to me? Remember, there is a condition. Amen. There is a condition to enter into the heavenly place as a citizen. You need the passport of the Holy Spirit. You need the passport that the Father giving to you. You need the passport that God giving to you. You need to decide what you want to do. You got to say, Lord, I want to be with you. And today is your opportunity to stand up before the presence of the Lord and to make it a decision, to make it a contract, to make it a new passport in the heavenly where your Father waited for you. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Renew your mind with the Holy Spirit. Renew your mind with the Holy Spirit. Because that is in my home. That is my home. That is my citizenship. That is the place that my Father waited for me. That is the place that my Father waited for me. That's my home. The day of the Lord has come. You needed to make a decision today. I want to finish with this. I want to finish with this. To be the citizen of the heaven, you needed to declare, I will believe on this world, but I don't belong to this world. I live on this world, but I don't belong to this world. I belong to God, to my Father, who will not allow me to bring anything from this world. Because anything in this world will be corrupted, will be dismissed. If it's not today, tomorrow is not there anymore. But whatever you bring before the Father that He permitted you, they will last forever. They will never end. They will last forever. The citizen of the heaven is the Lord Jesus, is the Master. He lives there, and that He waiting for you and me to go there with Him. God is waiting for you to the presentation of day to say, come in my fireful service. But what I needed to do, Pastor Tony, to have the to receive the citizen of the heaven. Let me give you a verse of the Bible. And remember this verse of the Bible. If you don't remember anything else, remember this verse of the Bible, Romans 10:9. If you confess it with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord, and believe it with your heart that God raised from the dead, you will have eternal life. You will have the citizen of the heaven. You will have the citizen of the heaven. Keep that in mind. Let confess it with your mind. Let confess it with your heart that Jesus is the Lord of the heaven. Amen. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no pastor, no church, no priest, no denomination, nobody. Only Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to my Father except through me. You can do what you want. You can search what you want. You can do what study you want. You can have what degrees you want. There is no other way. Only Jesus. That is the verse, the Bible. You needed to keep in mind. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord of the heaven. You needed Jesus into your life to have the citizen of the heaven. Pastor Tony, this is too hard. I cannot enjoy my life. You can enjoy your life. Nobody told you you can't enjoy your life. You can go and shake in your desk if you wanted to. You can go into a nightclub and do your twisting if you wanted to do it. But remember to bring Jesus with you wherever you go. Amen. Amen. I said to a young lady a few years ago, she said, Pastor Tony, is anything wrong for me to go to the nightclub? I said, no, because I knew what she wanted or what she's looking for. No, is nothing wrong to go to the nightclub. Remember to bring Jesus with you. And when I said bring Jesus with you, she started to think about how can I bring Jesus there? Because if Jesus is not with you, man, you can have a lot of problems. But if Jesus is with you, not really matter where are you, amen? Because He will take care of you. He will take care of you, not really matter where are you. Because He's there with you. And that He protects you. He'll take care for you. He surrounds you with His hands. He will bless you in time of difficulty, in time of a problem. He's there with you. Acts 10:36 said, "To all who confess me, all confess the sin to me, he become daughters and sons and citizens of the heaven." Can we stand before the presence of the Lord?